From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron says the armed man who took hostages in a supermarket killed three people and wounded 16 others.
Notre pays a subi aujourd'hui une attaque terroriste islamiste.
Macron saying our country has suffered an Islamist terrorist attack in Carson and in Trèbes. The president added two people are still in critical condition. The suspect, Redouane Lakhdim, who was 26, first hijacked a car and claimed a victim. He later entered a supermarket and took multiple people hostage. Lakhdim was shot and killed by police. A police officer who took the place of a female hostage is currently fighting for his life, according to Macron. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a $1.3 trillion spending bill into law Friday. The president saying at a media briefing he'll never sign a bill like this again.
There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about in this bill. There are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill, but we were, in a sense, forced, if we want to build our military, we were forced to have.
Trump first threatened to veto the measure, saying it lacked protections for undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children and funding for his proposed border wall. The bill's passage prevented a midnight federal government shutdown. Peru's new president, Martin Vizcarra, promised on Friday his government would fight corruption head-on after his predecessor resigned mired in scandal and called for the country to come in together to push past the political crisis. Vizcarra was Peru's first vice president and ambassador to Canada before arriving in Lima early on Friday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.